This is a recording of Ready New York for Business, brought to you by New York City Emergency Management. This guide will help you create an emergency plan for your business. The guide has two parts, a brochure that helps you understand the five key steps to preparing for an emergency, and a series of fillable worksheets that together form a written plan to cover your business's specific emergency preparedness needs. Let's open the brochure and get started. Why be prepared? Businesses, large or small, play an important role in serving the communities of New York City. With the many demands on your time and resources, making an emergency plan may not seem like a priority. But when emergencies happen, businesses without a plan are more likely to suffer losses and may never reopen. It doesn't take a lot of time or money to make a plan and be prepared. Preparing for emergencies is important, whether you run a public, private, community organization, or nonprofit organization. Follow these five steps to ensure that your organization continues to operate during and after an emergency. Step one is understanding the hazards. New York City is no stranger to emergencies caused by natural and man-made hazards, including fires, severe weather, and telecommunication and transportation disruptions. Consider how these emergencies may affect your ability to do business. For example, a power outage may inhibit your ability to accept credit cards. For more information about the hazards that affect New York City, visit nyc.gov/hazards or call 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675, or for TTY, call 212-504-4115. Step two is to plan to stay in business. Planning before a disaster will help you return to operations faster. Start by taking these important actions. Identify operations that are critical to business functions and recovery. Determine which staff, materials, procedures, contacts, and equipment are necessary to keep your organization operating. Make a list of your most important contacts or clients and plan ways to communicate with them during and after a disaster. Coordinate with vendors, suppliers, and others you depend on to do business. Keep copies of important records you may need to rebuild your business in a waterproof, fireproof, portable container. Keep a second set at an off-site location. Step three is to talk to your employees. It's important to talk to your employees often about what to do before, during, and after an emergency. Set up a call tree, an email alert, or a call-in voice recording to communicate with staff. When creating a plan, consider your employees' needs, including disabilities and access and functional needs. You should also encourage your employees to prepare for emergencies at home. The following resources can provide you with more information about emergency preparedness. Partners in Preparedness, which can be accessed at nyc.gov/partnersinpreparedness. Ready New York, which can be accessed at nyc.gov/readyny. The Ready NYC app, available for Apple, iOS, and Android mobile devices and tablets. And finally, Notify NYC, the city's official emergency information source. Visit nyc.gov/notifyNYC to learn more and sign up for this free service. Information about all of these resources is also available by contacting 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675, or for TTY, call 212-504-4115. Step four is preparing your business for emergencies by protecting your investment. In addition to protecting your employees, it is important to protect your company's physical and virtual assets. Review your insurance coverage and understand what your policy covers. Consider expanding your insurance to include coverage for direct and indirect costs associated with a disaster. Examples of direct costs include hazard-specific property insurance for emergencies like fire and flood, and data breach and cyber liability insurance. Examples of indirect costs include business interruption or continuation policy insurance, business income insurance, and extra expense insurance. Think about what equipment is necessary for the survival of your business and where you will obtain replacement parts if this equipment is damaged. Every organization depends on electricity, gas, telecommunications, sewers, and other utilities. Have a plan in place in case these services are disrupted. Protect your data and information technology systems. Create backups of all your information and store copies somewhere safe. Step 5 is knowing how to respond. Every business should have an emergency action plan. This plan focuses on alerting employees to an emergency or an evacuation, the method for reporting emergencies to local officials, and evacuation plans. For more information, visit www.osha.gov or call 1-800-321-6742. To receive notifications of incidents that may affect your organization, sign up for CorpNet by visiting nyc.gov/CorpNet. Know when to evacuate the workplace and when to stay where you are or shelter in place. This will keep you and your staff safe. If you must evacuate, evacuation plans are specific to each building. If you are a tenant in the building, coordinate evacuation plans with your building manager. All employees should have a go bag, a collection of items you may need in an evacuation. A go bag should be packed in a sturdy, easy-to-carry container, such as a backpack. Visit nyc.gov/readyny for additional information on preparing a go bag. Post maps of your building's escape routes inside your business. Identify and label entry and exit points on the maps, and also entry and exit points throughout the building. Plan 2 different ways out of the building to ensure safety. Pick 2 places to meet and regroup with your employees in the event of an evacuation, one near your business and one outside of the immediate area. If it is not safe to evacuate, you may be asked by emergency officials to shelter in place, which means stay where you are. This may be as simple as remaining in your office or store while officials clear hazards from the area. Identify a room with few doors or windows to shelter in place. Ideally, the room should allow at least 10 square feet per person. If instructed by emergency officials, turn off all ventilation systems and seal doors. Stay tuned to local communication outlets for updates from emergency officials. Make a supply kit that includes items for you and your employees. That can include water, food, radio, flashlights, batteries, and more. Keep these items in an easy-to-access location. Thank you for listening and taking the time to prepare your business for emergencies. For additional tips and information, visit nyc.gov/emergency-management or call 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675 or for TTY, call 212-504-4115.